In the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 10, Maharaj Rahugana meets Jarad Bharat, text number 24. Tan me bhavan nara deva bhimana madena tuchikrita satamasya krishishta. Oh, this is an interesting one. Krishishta maitri drisham Arta bandho yatha tare sad avadhyanam amaha. Tanme bhavana deva bhimana. Madena tu chikrita satamasya. Krishista maitri drisham arta bando. Yatatare sarava dhyanam amaha. Tanme bhavana radeva bhimana. Madena tu chikrita tatamasya. Krishista maitri drisham arta bando. Yatha tare sarava dhyanam amaha. Tanme bhavana radeva bhimana. Madena tu chikrita sattamasya. Krishista maitri drisham arta bando. Yatha tare sarava dhyanam amaha. Tat, therefore, may unto me, Bhavan, your good self, Naradeva Abhimana Madena, by madness due to having the body of a king, and thus being proud of it. Chuchi Krita, who has insulted Sattamasya, you who are the best among human beings. Krishishta, kindly show Maitri Risham, your causeless mercy upon me like a friend. Artabandho, O friend of all distressed persons, yatha, so, tare, I can get relief from. Sat avadhyanam, neglecting a great personality like you. Amaha, the sin. Translation, whatever you have spoken appears to me to be contradictory. O best friend of the distressed, I have committed a great offense by insulting you. I was puffed up with the false prestige due to possessing the body of a king. For this I have certainly become an offender. Therefore I pray that you kindly glance at me with your causeless mercy. If you do so, I can be relieved from sinful activities brought about by insulting you. Translation, please repeat. Whatever you have spoken appears to me to be contradictory. O best friend of the distressed, I have committed a great offense by insulting you. I was puffed up with false prestige due to possessing the body of a king. For this I have certainly become an offender. Therefore I pray that you kindly glance at me with your causeless mercy. If you do so, I can be relieved from sinful activities brought about by insulting you. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said that by offending a Vaishnava, one finishes all his spiritual activities. Offending a Vaishnava is considered the mad elephant offense. A mad elephant can destroy an entire garden, which has been developed with great labor. One may attain the topmost platform of devotional service, but somehow or other, if he offends a Vaishnava, the whole structure collapses. Unconsciously, King Rahugana offended Jad Bharat, but due to his good sense, he asked to be excused. This is the process by which one can be relieved from a Vaishnava aparad. Krishna is always very simple and by nature merciful. When one commits an offense at the feet of a Vaishnava, one must immediately apologize to such a personality so that his spiritual advancement may not be hampered. Tanme bhavannarav devabhimana madena tuchi kritasatamasya krishishta maitri drisham artabando yathataresa sad avadhyanamamaha. Whatever you have spoken appears to me to be contradictory. O best friend of the distressed, I have committed a great offense by insulting you. I was puffed up with the false prestige due to possessing the body of a king. For this I have certainly become an offender. Therefore I pray that you kindly glance at me with your causeless mercy. If you do so, I can be relieved from sinful activities brought about by insulting you. Om Agyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Didati Svapadandikam Aradanas Trinandantai Ridam Yache Puna Puna Srimad Rupa Padam Bhujo Dulisyam Janma Janmani Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. I was born in the darkest of ignorance with my eyes closed shut, but my spiritual masters opened my eyes with the torchlight of transcendental knowledge. Therefore I offer my humble obeisances at his lotus feet. So here Mahaj Rahugana has come to his senses. He's realized that Jad Bharat is not an ordinary person. He's actually a very advanced Vaishnava. And he has committed an offense. So he's praying, Maitri Jisham, please show your merciful glance upon me. If Vaishnava will mercifully glance upon anyone, then he makes a lot of spiritual advancement. Just like we always in India, people will always come and say, Kripa Drishti Prabhu. Always keep your merciful glance. Drishti, Drisham Drishti, some same word. So we always want to get the merciful glance of the Vaishnava. And we want to avoid Vaishnava Aparad. Here Mahaprabhu has told that this is the mad elephant offense. Sometimes an elephant in rut comes out of the forest, and if there's a beautiful garden, he may destroy that garden very easily. He's huge animal. And if he enters into a garden, that garden may have been done by great labor, as Prabhupada said here, but in a few minutes it is all trampled and smashed. Jai Sisi Panchatattva Prabhu Ki Jai. So we have to be very careful about avoiding Vaishnav Aparad. And if we do commit offense somehow to a Vaishnava, then here the remedy is given, we must beg forgiveness from that Vaishnava. Just like I translated one book of Srila Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur. You all know Srila Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur. What song he wrote we sing every day? Everybody says Sansara prayers. Sansara means this blazing fire of material existence. We do not want to pray to this blazing fire of material existence. This is not Sansara prayers. This is Gurvastakam. 8 prayers to the spiritual master to free us from Sansara. Everybody says Sansara prayers. But we don't want to pray to Sansara. We want to pray to Guru. Sini, he's written this very beautiful book called Madhurya Karamani, where he describes the whole process from Shraddha to Prem. So he devotes one whole chapter to the subject of Vaishnava Aparad. Because one of the items in that Shraddha to Prem is Anartha Nivritti, getting rid of our anarthas. And one of the biggest anarthas is offending Vaishnavas. And he said, if we offend a Vaishnava, there's no other remedy than to go to that Vaishnava and beg forgiveness. We can't think that, oh, he's a little Vaishnava. Oh, no, there's no worries about offending him. No, he says we have to, even if he's a little Vaishnava, we have to be very careful. He quotes a verse from Bhagavad Gita. Apiche sudaracharo bhajate mamananyabhak sadur eva samantavya. He said, even if he's sudurachar. Achar, we know, means proper etiquette or behavior. And we were discussing the other day, dur means far. So durachar means we're far off the mark. Means very badly behaved. And here it says su, he's very, very badly misbehaved. But Krishna says, because he's my Ananya Bhakt, he's not worshipping any Devi Devata, he's only worshipping me. Sadur Eva Samantavya. He uses this word, tiny word Eva, but as soon as you put that word on the end of any other word, then the previous word becomes very heavy. It's Sadur Eva Samantavya. Mantavya means that is imperative tense. Not that when he's good you accept him as sadhu, when he's bad then you don't. He says, Mantavya, you must accept him as sadhu. Even he's very badly behaved. Shipram bhavati dharma. Very soon he will become purified. Just like two men were walking on the bank of the river. And they saw one very, very dirty man taking his bath. So the one friend said to the other, look at that dirty man. The other one, he's taking his bath. Why are you criticizing? He's taking his bath. So somebody is worshipping Krishna. Very soon he'll become purified. So we can't think that I won't offend Guru Maharaj, but everybody else I can offend. Just like Guru Maharaj comes, everybody's pushing everybody else to get close. I think, I can offend these little guys, but not my Guru Maharaj. No. Sadur eva samantavya. And Biswanath Chakravarti Thakur says we can't think. Anyway, he got angry, so what kind of Vaishnava is he? He got angry with me, so he can't be a Vaishnava. No. Sadur eva. He must be. We must go and beg forgiveness from him. There's no other remedy. And we can't think that anyway, it says that a sinner unable to commit so many sins, they cannot be wiped out once by chanting the holy name. There's so many wonderful verses glorifying chanting the holy name. I will just chant Hare Krishna, I don't have to go. Then your offense becomes a nam aparad also on top. You can't think, well, I'll just go chant Hare Krishna and nullify the offense. No. Only way to nullify the offense is to beg forgiveness from that Vaishnava. If somehow or other we cannot pacify that Vaishnava, even if he's somehow or other he's not pacified and we try to do some service for him and so many things, still he's not satisfied, then that is ultimate. Then we can, just thinking that I'm destined to hell, we can chant the holy name in great desperation. But the only remedy to, therefore every morning we always offer obeisance to all the Vaishnavas, begging forgiveness for any offense we may have committed accidentally. Just like one time there was one Vaishnava, he was quite crippled and he walked in a funny way. And he went to visit Srila Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami was absorbed in his bhajan. He was completely absorbed in Leela. And when that Vaishnav came before him, he began to laugh. And that Vaishnav thought, this is Rupa Goswami. He's a great Vaishnav. Why, he's laughing at me. My body is twisted and I walk in a funny way. So he left that place. Suddenly, Rupa Goswami, he was unable to see the pastime that he was meditating on. And he tried so many ways. But he couldn't get that pastime to occur. So, when it was like that, then he went to Sanatana Goswami. Meanwhile, that Vaishnava, he had also gone to Sanatana. What is the problem with your younger brother? My body is twisted in so many ways. I walk in a funny way. He was laughing at me. So then Rupa Goswami also came there to consult with him. My bhajan is broken. So then Sanatana Goswami explained the whole thing, and both the Vaishnavas, they paid obeisance to each other and embraced. Because Rupa Goswami, he was seeing some very funny pastime. The cowherd boys had told Krishna to close his mouth. They would give him a nice sweet. And instead, when he closed his eyes and opened his mouth, they threw a flower inside his mouth. So Rupa Goswami was laughing. So we have to be very, very careful. And in fact, Jiva Goswami, he devotes also in his Bhakti Sandarbha, he devotes a lot of time also to aparag, because this is the biggest problem. First of all, he explains that bhakti is supremely independent and supremely powerful. It doesn't depend, just like jnana and karma and everything depend on so many things. For jnana, we have to renounce everything, we have to study the scriptures, depends on so many things. And karma also depends on so many things. Just like we remember that pastime where Tvasta, he was offended by Indra. So Indra killed his son, so he performed a jagya to get some enemy to kill Indra. And in that jagya, he chanted, Indra Shatro. Now in Sanskrit, you probably won't even understand this, but there's different types of pauses in Sanskrit. And we can make possessive tense simply by making a very hardly any pause. Just like we say Krishna Bhakti. Technically it's Krishnasya Bhakti. To make the possessive tense, Krishna Bhakti, Krishnasya Bhakti. But we just leave a little gap. Krishna Bhakti becomes Krishna Bhakti, the Bhakti of Krishna. So, he made a big gap between Indra, Shatro, just like we saw in the movie, Yavar Well-Wisher, Hayagriva was wondering, it said, O the King. So, O is standing in opposition, the King's name is O, is O the King, or is exclaiming, O the King. So in that way, Indra, Shatro, Indra, who's the enemy? Instead of making the enemy Indra, he made Indra the enemy. So you probably didn't understand. It's such a tiny little mistake, but his whole yajna failed. His whole yajna failed. So karma depends on so many things. But bhakti is supremely independent. And Jiva Goswami, he gives example from the scripture. I can't remember which Puran, but anyway, there was a little bird, sparrow. Now this is an interesting bird. I have seen them all the way from the equator to the Himalayas. He's a bird that seems to be ubiquitous. He's everywhere. So there was a little sparrow. He was sitting outside of a Vishnu temple. Suddenly a hawk appeared. And we know hawks, they like to eat smaller birds. So that hawk attacked him and he was flying around and around the Vishnu temple. And that hawk caught him and killed him and ate him. And because he was doing prikrama of Vishnu temple, he went back to Godhead. He went back to Vaikunth. Without even knowing, bhakti doesn't depend on anything. Even he didn't know. He's a bird. How does he know what is Krishna bhakti, what is Vishnu temple? But because he was circumambulating, Krishna accepted that he has done devotional service. And while he was doing his service, he was killed. He went back to Godhead. Is that so easy bhakti is? And how powerful bhakti is? So then Jiva Goswami asks a rhetorical question. Then why are we having so much trouble? If bhakti is so easy, why are we having so much trouble? And he gives the answer. Bhakti is very easy. The hard part is avoiding Vaishnav aparad. And then he quotes from Skanda Puran, one verse, describing the six types of Vaishnav aparad. Every morning we chant from Padma Puran, 10 Nam aparas. But in Skanda Puran, he gives the six types of Vaishnav aparad. Hanti ninanti vaidvesti Vaishnava nabinandati krudyanti yadino harsham darshanam patatani shat. Shat means six and patatani means fall downs or offenses. Hanti, just like we remember from Bhagavad Gita, nahanyate hanyamane sarire, that nobody can harm the body. So hanti means if we do violence to a Vaishnava. Hanti nindanti. Oh, this is our favorite one. We love to do ninda. Although Facebook has got, we get lots of nice association. It's a very easy place to do Vaishnav Ninda. Always criticizing Vaishnavas. Huh? This is our favorite one. Hanti Nindanti Vai or Dveshti. We know Raga Dvesha. Dvesha means to become envious of a Vaishnava. Hanti Nindanti Vai Dveshti Vaishnav Anabhinandati. Abhinandan means to welcome. So he says, Vaishnav anabhinanda. If a Vaishnav comes and we do not welcome him, at least we say Haribo Prabhu or something. Vaishnav comes, we do not give proper welcome. That is also offense. As soon as we see a Vaishnav, we should feel so happy. Oh, Haribo Prabhu, please come. If we have some Mahaprasad, we can offer some Mahaprasad. Anyway, somehow or other, Vaishnav must be welcomed properly. Vaishnav Vaishnav anabhinandati. Krudyante. Now we know the word crowed. As a noun, it becomes crowed. But as a verb, somehow by Sanskrit sandhi, it becomes crude. Krudyante. To become angry on a Vaishnav. Krudyante. Yadi no harsham darshanam. Yadi means if. Darshanam, harshanam. Harsh means happiness in the heart. Darshanam. If we see a Vaishnava, yadi no harsham, if we don't feel happiness in our heart by seeing a Vaishnava, that is also offense. If we think, oh, here comes Bhakta so-and-so. Oh, here comes so-and-so Dasi. Now we can understand why we're having so much trouble in our devotional life. Even up to that. Because Vaishnava is so rare in this world. There's so many billions of people on this planet. Only a few handfuls are Vaishnavas. He may be misbehaved. He may not be our best friend, or she may not be our best friend. But somehow or other, they're executing devotional service. Just like... Sometimes, every few months or so, I go flying around the world. I never see anybody with tilak. I never see anybody in sari, anybody in dhoti and all this thing. We never see. One time, in 1996, which was the Prabhupada's centennial year, was also a Nava Kalevram. Just like this year, we had Nava Kalevram, because that was 19 years ago. So this year, we had Nava Kalevram for Lord Jagannath. So I had planned my flight that I would land in Delhi and somebody would give me a ticket to fly to, next morning to Bhubaneswar to go for Rath Yatra. So whole trip I never saw any Vaishnava. And I sat down in the plane to go to Bhubaneswar and I looked up and I saw this nice young brahmachari that I knew from Mauritius. With beautiful tilak. And then I looked behind him and there was the jolly face of Navi Yogendra Swami. I felt so nice. Whole world I traveled, I never saw a Vaishnava. And all of a sudden, there's three or four Vaishnavas on this flight to Jagannath Puri, to Bhubaneswar. So Vaishnava is so rare in this world. So may not be our best friend, but we should keep always happy to see a Vaishnava. Just like there's one Muslim who became a devotee, became a Vaishnava, named Ras Khan. His poetry is very, very famous. Most in old Brijbhasa language, he's so beautiful poetry he wrote. So he wrote one verse, he said, Sabka suniye kai na kichu rahiye emi bhagarme. Kariye neem brat sachai diye jinte thariye man sagarme. Sabko milie durbhava bina rahiye sansanta ujagarme. Raskana govinda hi yum bhaje jami nagari kuchit gagarme. He says, Sabka suniye kaina kichu. Listen to everything, but don't say a word. Remain this way in the world. It should be the law for the internet. Listen to everything, don't say a word. Remain this way in the world. Kariye nimrat sachai liye jinte tariye. Faithfully follow your vows and ruts, they will carry you across the mind ocean. Sabko milie durbhava bina. So we heard dur means far away and bhav. So we should greet everyone without ill will. Greet everyone without will. Rahiye sansanta ujagrami. Remain in the light of the true saints. Raskan says, Govindahi yumbajiye jami nagari ko chitta gagrami. He says, just worship Govinda the way the village girl has got her mind on the jug on her head. Govinda yung bajaye. If you ask directions in Braj, they will say yung or yung. You go this way, then yung and yung. So he says, yung bajaye. Worship how? This way, yung. How? As the village girl's got a mind and a jug on her head. Nagri ko chit gagarme. Because the village girls, sometimes we see in Braj when we go on Prikama, sometimes carrying two pots on top of their heads and no hands. And they're walking and talking and doing everything. They're walking and talking, but their dhyan, their meditation, is always on the jug on the head. They're walking down the street. They're not tripping or anything. There's no hands. They're talking to their friend. What happened to your house last night? I heard your mother-in-law screaming. They're doing everything. But they're always keeping their mind on the jug on the head. So this is the practical way to be Krishna conscious. We do everything in this world, but we always remember Krishna. In the same way, she's walking, talking, doing everything, but she's always remembering that jug on her head. But anyway, he says, sabka milie durbhava bina. Always greet everyone without any ill will. What to speak of? Vaishnava. So, hanti ninanti vaidveshti vaishnavana binandati krudyanti yadino harsham darshanam pattatanishat. These are the six offenses against the Vaishnava. To do harm to the Vaishnava, to criticize the Vaishnava, to be envious of the Vaishnava, to become angry with the Vaishnava, to not give proper welcome, or to not feel happy when you meet a Vaishnava. So now I think we understand why we're having so much trouble in our devotional life. As Jiva Goswami says, bhakti is very easy, very extremely powerful. No other path is extremely independent and powerful like bhakti. But the hard part is to avoid Vaishnava aparad. So we have to be very, very careful. Even if we have a service, just like if we're temple commander or temple president or something, we have to correct people. But we should always do it with a loving attitude. And we should always do it, be very careful. Because this is what is obstructing our devotional life. Otherwise, bhakti is very, very easy. It's so powerful. So if somehow or other we offend a Vaishnava, then the only remedy, just like Maharaj Ruhugana is setting the example, now he's begging, Kripa Drishti, keep your merciful glance on me. Maitri Drisam, same thing. You can just put your merciful glance on me. We must beg forgiveness from that Vaishnava. So, we'll put our voice to rest here. Is there any questions?
Prabhu, that verse in CC where Lord Chaitanya does compare the Vaishnava Parat to a mad elephant. He says, it uproots the creeper and breaks it. So, I've always wondered how that squares with that verse in the Gita where Krishna said, if there's no loss or diminution, whatever your advancement you make. It seems like if you offend a Vaishnava, does that trump that verse?
Well, just like that's exactly the point that Jiva Goswami makes. He said, bhakti is so powerful, so why are we having trouble? He said, that's why Vaishnava aparad is so dangerous.
But Krishna says, you can never
live
peace about bhakti.
Yeah, well, you won't... you won't lose your... maybe for some time you will lose your bhakti, but whatever is there, it is in store, but it's going to take longer.
But
just to warn us against Vaishnava Pura.
I would ask you, you were talking about reading Vaishnavas, how important this is. What about this etiquette between men and women? Usually we don't, I mean sometimes we have problems like should I as a Mataji first say hello if Prabhupada doesn't say hello, or how is this? I mean sometimes we are really like going through each other and we don't even, you know.
It all depends. I don't think there's any hard and fast rule. It all depends on, you know, if it's an old friend that you're always seeing, then of course you should say something. But there's no hard and fast rule in that sense. But we should be careful, that's all. Yes?
When you are like having a bad day and you met someone and you want to say hello, Hare Krishna, how are you? But it's just like a second and this person said to me, why didn't you look at me nicely? But it's not because...
Why didn't you?
Why didn't you look at me nicely?
Well, anyway, then somehow or other you beg for, please forgive me, Prabhu, that's all. Or Mataji, please forgive me. I was having a bad day, so there must have been bad luck on my face, but I didn't mean it for you. Apologize. Because the only way to get free, it's just like Rupa Goswami didn't actually commit any offense, but that Vaishnava was feeling offended. And his bhajan was broken. Until he apologized to that Vaishnava. It's like in old days, when I first became devotee, whenever there was an argument, it means, oh Prabhu, please accept my humble obeisance. Just like I remember, we had this old, I was with Vishnujan one time in Austin. There was only a few devotees. And what was his name? Dvijahari. He was old Italian mafia from New York. And he had a temper. And I said, it was actually half joking, I said something to him to tease him. And he just got so angry. I thought atomic bomb was going to go off. And I just saw what had happened. I just fell on the floor and said, oh Prabhu, please accept my humble obeisance. And he couldn't do anything. He was ready to kill me. And Vishnujan just started laughing. He said, we're forgetting that. In old days, when I first became devotee, as soon as there was some dispute, immediately, oh Prabhu, please accept. Boom, we hit the floor. We don't do that anymore. But that's actually, in the old days when I became a devotee, that's as soon as there was some disturbance between Vaishnava, Prabhu, please accept my humble obeisance. Yes.
I have one question. What if someone who is practicing bhakti yoga steals a woman from another Prabhupada who is also practicing bhakti yoga? How do you get if that person is not on your
own? Well, Prabhupada says even if an enemy comes, we have to receive him properly. That's... it's a very difficult one to answer. But just like Prabhupada said, we hate the sin, not the sinner. All of us we're completely trapped by our old nature, all our bad habits. And we're struggling to become Krishna conscious. Therefore, Prabhupada has created this international society that's meant to help each other. And we can't expect to find that everybody will be perfect because we're practicing. We always say we're practicing. Practice means that you're not perfect. So we'll commit so many grave mistakes in our devotional kriya. But still we have to be somehow or other be able to forgive that person. Just like we make so many mistakes, we have to also be able to forgive. Just like some character attacked, I think it was an Amish school, was it? Something like that? And then he killed himself.
He killed 8 Amish girls in cold blood. And then he killed himself. And the Amish forgave the guy. And nobody can understand. How can they forgive this guy?
Not only they gave some sort of, they offered the widow.
They went to the lady, his wife, and was miserating with her, how she must be suffering because of what her husband did. And the media couldn't process it. It was like, what are these people thinking? And the Amish even tried to explain, that we hate that person and it's going to be bad for us. We have to forgive. To forgive is divine. Yeah, it was amazing.
So we can see how far we have to go. Yeah. Yes. There is no atonement. Anyway, that's his problem. He will have to suffer for his offense. But from our side, we have to find that ability to be able to forgive. If we've done our part, then our apparatus nullified. If he's just laughing, then that will be bad for him. It's like we saw the real humility in Vasudeva the leper. Little worms were crawling in his sores and one would fall out and he said, oh my God. He would pick it up and put it back. That is the humility of a Vaishnava. We are so far away. But we have to try and keep trying. Just like when I was young, for my school projects, I used to cut up my father's National Geographic magazine and paste up in my little school. He didn't say anything, but I knew he wasn't very... Now I realize he wasn't very happy, but he saw that at least I was doing something creative and learning something. But I remember, that we're talking about 50 years ago, maybe even more, there was an article about how they used the elephants in India, even in the for different things, even in the train yards. They would use the elephants for loading things onto the train. They would push the train cars like this. And they described how they trained the elephants. First they would get a young elephant and they would put a big peg in the ground. And then tie a rope around his foot. And he will go round and round and round and round and round and round until his leg is completely red, maybe even bloody. But eventually he comes to the conclusion, when they put this thing on my leg and they put this peg in the ground, then there's nothing I can do. So now he's a huge elephant. They put a tiny little peg, they put a little chain, and he just stands there. He's lifting logs onto the railway car, and they put a little peg in the ground and put a chain, and he just stands there, because he gave up trying. So many things in our devotional life seems like it's impossible. But as long as we're chanting, serving Krishna, with every Maha Mantra, we're making more and more advancement. We're growing in Krishna consciousness. Just like sometimes the elephant, there's a fire, then suddenly he, out of fear, he just rips that thing out of the ground and runs. He could have done that at any time, but something happened and just like we see on Facebook, we have so many God brothers and God sisters. We're all in the queue to go to leave this world. So sometimes people are getting heart attacks, and then suddenly they were very slack in their bhajan and slack in their so many things, and all of a sudden something like that happens, and all of a sudden we see them get very serious. They suddenly become very serious in their bhajan. So we shouldn't wait for the emergency. We have to keep trying, keep trying, keep trying. The elephant, he's just standing there because he gave up trying. May seem like it's impossible to come up to the standard, but we have to keep trying. Don't become like the elephant. Keep trying. In Spanish, we say, por delante, como gallina elefante. Por delante. Keep going forward like gallina the elephant. Por delante, como gallina elefante. Anybody else ask a question? Yes. Therefore, every morning we pay obeisance to all the Vaishnavas and beg forgiveness that maybe I've offended somebody unconsciously. So every morning, Prabhupada made this wonderful sadhana for us. Every morning we offer obeisance to all the Vaishnavas and beg forgiveness for whatever offense we may have committed. Yes? Interesting question. All right. Sometimes it's not proper for us to get involved. We should just, if it's something very serious, then we should try to report it to another senior devotee that I saw this happen. I think something should be done about it. We shouldn't try to get involved ourselves, but we should try to go to some senior person so you can say something that these two Prabhus were doing like this, or these two Matadis were doing like this. As Prabhupada said, he compares our devotional life just like being in the army. In army, they always have chain of command. If the general sees the ordinary soldier doing something wrong, he won't go and correct him. He will tell the lieutenant will tell the colonel will tell the sergeant will come and say, "Hey, what are you doing?" Otherwise, everybody's telling you something different. And so we have to follow this etiquette of going to someone superior and let the order come down like that. Does that answer your question? Well, Bhaktisiddhanta always says, don't try to see fault. Krishna will take care of whatever fault is going on with someone else. That's Krishna's business between them and him. You should stay out of it. But if it's something very serious, then you should, like I said, go to some superior person and say something.
There was a case in New York where there was a big offense to the deities going on in 1974, and after it all came out and blew over, then Prabhupada wrote a letter thanking the devotees who were aware of the offense but weren't in a position to do anything. He thanked them for staying, being faithful, and then he scolded the leaders for not catching it earlier. So there's appropriate responses according to our position.
So no other questions, we can fall down at the very soft and wonderful lotus feet of that great personality who's trying to train us how to give up Vaishnava Prasad. Srila Prabhupada ki.